I mean, you know she has a RET rearrangement. What about something like cabozantinib?
The problem is those drugs are toxic, and the RET inhibitors that are currently we have are not terribly optimal for lung cancer patients. If you have thyroid cancer, it's a different story. But I think
so we just use don't, them, or you...
we use them out of when they have significant disease progression.
And
not
we
in
use
the
them second line, not front
not
line.
Not in the
right.
front line.
Well, again, what we saw was that RET and HER2 were second line or beyond. It was the other ones that people were using.
I think there were studies looking particularly at HER2.
Oh, right. Yeah.
That the response rates weren't all that stellar. And we've seen similar data both in 16 and 17 at ASCO. The response rates seldom top 30 or 40% with a variety of inhibitors, whether it was cabozantinib or vandetanib. So the drugs exist. Certainly, if she does develop progression, you have that in your therapeutic armamentarium, and you could easily give her that. But as Govindan's pointed out, not without toxicity.